Now, Patrick, you have got a way to stop me and maybe the rest of the world drinking tea, which I've made, unfortunately, with mouldy milk, assuming my nose isn't good enough to smell it already. But, exactly. You know, what's the serious message here?
Well, Chinese scientists have developed a packaging sensor that you slap onto, say, your milk carton, and it tells you how old the milk is and also what kind of conditions it's been left in. Has it been left out in the sun for too long?
This doesn't sound like a particularly new idea, though. I'm sure I've heard statements or sort of aspirations to have food labels that will indicate whether food is off or not in a packet. How does this one differ?
Well, this one's very good because it's very simple, it's straightforward, it relies on a relatively cheap mechanism, so there's no electronics involved like some of the other sensors.
So tell us, how does it work then?
So this particular sensor relies on plasmonic phenomena. At the nanoscale, things like metal nanoparticles can behave rather differently from at the bulk kind of levels. So gold nanoparticles appear red rather than, as you would expect, gold. And this is down to a plasmonic phenomenon. So why does this happen? This is because light interacts in unusual ways with these nanoparticles. So as the light strikes the metal nanoparticles, they set up an oscillation or a wave, and this can reflect or absorb or scatter light depending on the wavelengths coming in. So what they do is their sensor is based on gold nanorods, and in the gel with the gold nanorods is silver nitrate and a reducing agent, in this case vitamin C. So what happens over time is that silver ions released from the silver nitrate start to plate the gold nanorod. And as the nanorod gets covered, the plasmonic characteristic of the nanorod changes. So you're covered with this silver, so you get a different kind of reflection of light. So it goes from red, the silver gradually builds up orange, yellow, green, and that's when you know. When it goes green, that's when you don't want to eat whatever is there. You don't want to be pouring that milk into your tea.
What makes it do the colour change then? This is the key thing. How does that tell me how the food has been handled or stored, that colour change?
Well, the colour change happens over time, and this time can be set by varying the levels of the nanorods, the silver nitrate, that kind of thing. But what's also very important here is that it's the temperature. So the warmer it gets, the faster the reaction goes, the faster the nanorod gets covered with the silver and the sensor turns green.
So it's actually only a measure of temperature, which is a useful proxy for how food has been kept, but it doesn't by any means tell you this food is safe or not.
It doesn't, no. But it tells you, has your feckless supermarket attendant perhaps left your meat out in the sun too long that morning rather than putting it straight into the freezer cabinet? So for things like meat and seafood, it can be very dangerous if they get warm, because then you get a build-up of noxious, nasty bacteria that can give you a bad case of food poisoning.
So temperature is important. More importantly, at the moment in British supermarkets, can it discriminate beef from horse meat?
If only that was the case. You're still going to have to send your horse meat off to the labs for a bit of PCR.
DNA testing. But actually, there is a historical aspect to this, isn't there? Because, of course, if you look at the same science, you find this manifest not just today, but for hundreds of years.
This is definitely true. The artisans who made stained glass windows were unwitting nanotechnologists. What they did was they included metal salts with the glass as they made it. And so things like gold chloride gave you a nice ruby red colour, silvers gave you green, and things like iron gave you, I think, kind of greens and browns. There's a really nice cup, a green glass goblet in the British Museum that was Roman 4th century, I think. And it appears green in normal light, but if you stick a nice bright light actually into the cup, what you get is the cup goes this nice red colour. It's really worth a look if you can find the time.
I should give it a look. Patrick, thank you very much. Kat.